When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, available to you every single day. Whenever you're around, the shows are always up, always available on the Apple app and Google Play Store app, Sports DT, as well as online here on WakeUpCallDT.com. Very happy to have on the show Chris McCullough coming into Syracuse in their front court as a forward for the 2014-15 season. Went to Salisbury, Connecticut school, and went over to Wolfboro in New Hampshire to Brewster, and made that decision throughout his time in high school to switch over and give himself another opportunity. So plenty of time out there, has been in different tournaments and showcased himself in many different ways before getting to Syracuse, and I'm very happy to finally have him here on the show. Chris, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Chris, first and foremost, with everything starting back when you were a kid, what made you really fall in love with the sport of basketball above every other sport that you could have gone after?
I think just growing up as a kid, basketball runs my family. My father played basketball. All three of my uncles played for Pittsburgh. So I think growing up as a kid, that was the thing for me to do.
Now, when you say that, you know, your family played for Pittsburgh, what made you make the decision that Syracuse was the right fit for you, knowing that Syracuse and Pittsburgh don't have the best of relationships?
I didn't want to go to Pittsburgh just because all my uncles went there. So I wanted to start a new position. I wanted to go to Syracuse. Plus, I'm 6'9", I'm a forward. I could rock around the floor. Got long arms and stuff. That's that type of stuff. Today I'm like, so I felt like Syracuse was my home.
When you were going through your whole recruiting process, Chris, was it something that was crazy to you? Is it something that, you know, your uncle sat you down and talked with you about so you were more prepared for it? How did you kind of handle everything that came your way when it came to you finding that fit for college?
I just sat down and talked to my family about it. Just took a couple of visits to see which school was good for me, and that was basically it.
When you look back on your decision to Syracuse, what ultimately made Syracuse the right fit for you when you could have gone to plenty of other schools? What really made Syracuse stand atop everyone to you?
It's Coach Boeheim and his staff. I came with two visits. They made me feel like it was home. All the fans, everybody around campus already knew me, so I felt like this is home for me.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Organizations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
We're back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And before we head back to the line to continue, I would like to thank Borio's Restaurant on 8891 McDonald's Parkway. That's MCDONNELLS, McDonald's Parkway. 8891 McDonald's Parkway, Borio's Restaurant, overlooking Oneida Lake. They are open Tuesday through Sunday and your place to be for all seasons. Sit outside and overlook the beautiful Oneida Lake on the patio while you have fresh seafood. And get this, folks, The food is prepared for you in-house. It's not something that's prepared somewhere else and then just getting shipped over. Boreos prepares the food for you right there at the restaurant from their chef, Tony, and their entire staff, all the owners, they're with you, working in the kitchen, helping seat tables, going to the bar. This is a type of company that I like having with Danzatora Broadcast Media because of the fact that the owners are right there in the thick of things, in the mix, caring about their business and showing it by talking with you face-to-face. Every single time you go in there, the owners are somewhere helping out Boreos to make it truly a memorable experience in a very positive way. You can call them at 315-699-2249. That's 315-699-2249. And go visit them at 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York, overlooking Oneida Lake. Don't miss out on the opportunity to eat out on the patio, enjoy your seafood, and have a romantic evening, a family night out, or catch up with your friends, as well as plan your bridal shower, family reunions, and so much more with their banquet rooms that they also have right there on the water at Boreos Restaurant. And also make sure that you stay tuned to the special opportunities you'll have through Danzatora Broadcast Media to meet Adrian Autry and Rob Drummond. Syracuse basketball and Syracuse football being talked about all year round from Boreos through Danzatora Broadcast Media. Stay close to wakeupcalldt.com as well as facebook.com/wakeupcalldt and on Twitter at CallDT, that's CallDT, to find out when you can talk Syracuse basketball and football with us from Boreos at 8891 McDonald's Parkway overlooking Oneida Lake. When you talk about Jim Boeheim, there's always that question after every season, is Jim going to stay? Will he coach another season? Did that affect you at all when you were trying to make your decision? Did you think at all in the back of your mind, hey, I might not have Jim Boeheim for the entire time I'm there, or maybe I will? I mean, was that something that was in the back of your mind?
I thought about it, but he said he'll be coaching for as long as he can, so I don't see him stop coaching anytime soon.
When you look at Jim Boeheim and this Syracuse team, the 2-3 zone is something that he's perfected better than anybody else in the country. How do you define yourself in the 2-3 zone? I mean, I know obviously you're going to be at the base of it and obviously on one of the wings most likely, but how do you define this 2-3 zone and how you fit into it when it comes to Syracuse?
I think I fit in it perfectly. Like I said, everybody on the team basically has long wingspan and get to run the floor. So 2-3 zone will be good for me. He said he'll be playing me at the wing most of the time, so I guess that's a good thing for me. Get my hands up, get a couple steals, and start fast breaks.
When you talk about, you know, being able to handle the ball, how confident are you? I mean, you're a big guy. You're someone that's going to be expected to, you know, do things on the inside for Syracuse. How confident are you in your ball handling skills and your ability to run the floor if you had to?
I'm very confident. Running the floor is my main attribute of my game. That's what I like to do. Ball handling's come along good. I'm working on it every day and night, so it's only going to get better from here.
When Adrian Autry came out and started recruiting you, assistant coach for Syracuse, what's your first memory that you have of Adrian Autry?
I think I was a freshman at Hoop Group, and him and Coach Hopkins came to one of my games, and they sat there watching me the whole time, and I seen them talking about me playing against the older kids. I was a freshman, and I played in Hoop Group. They got things called NBA and NCAA. It's like different. That's like the older kids, NBA, lower kids, NCAA. I was NBA, and they came here. And from that point on, they started recruiting me.
Going through the recruiting process, what can you say about your relationship with Coach Autry and how you've grown to, you know each other even better over time from that first moment that you brought up? What can you say about your relationship with him?
Coach Ray grew up with my uncle. They played basketball together. My uncle went to Pittsburgh. Coach Ray was a so they played against each other. And he was there for a while. So that played a big part of my commitment also.
How big of a role did what Coach Autry have to say to you, how big of a role did that have to do with your decision? Because you talk about how Coach Autry played against, your uncle, when your uncle was at Pittsburgh and Autry was at Syracuse. You talked about Boeheim. But what other pieces really played into it from Coach Autry, if there was anything specific that really helped you make the decision?
I think Coach Autry, he's a New York guy, so I mean, we had a connection right then and there. And that basically was it.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's Dreisig apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clap in your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice from buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. Want to give a special thanks once again to who you just heard from of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family. That's Dreisig Apparel at DreisigApparel.com, Dreisig apparel.com. Head there for your business, your team, your event, whatever you have going on where you want to look professional for your large group of people, whether you're doing a breast cancer walk, you're doing a golf tournament for your business, or you're just looking for t-shirts, polos for your business, you need to go to DreisigApparel.com, helping to outfit you the way that you want to be outfitted. When it comes to looking good and feeling good in the clothes that you're wearing, you can help design your future with DreisigApparel.com, Dreisig apparel.com. Also, fanhands.com that you heard from, with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. Find your favorite team's color and start clapping today. Fanhands.com, the universal language of a fan is clapping your hands. Do it better, stronger, louder than you've ever done it before. The true fan experience starts with Fan Hands, found at fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. And for Honda City, just a short trip out of the city of Syracuse, Honda City, found on 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. You could find the next vehicle that you're going to be taking your family out, your significant other, your buddies, your girlfriends, or just a drive yourself.
get your next vehicle at Honda City. I did that. I trust Honda City. That's why I've not only gone to them this time, but we went to them before. Honda City is where my family has gone for years, and it's where I just got my very own vehicle, my first vehicle that's all me, and I thank Honda City for bringing me through the process and giving me the opportunity to find what I want, treating me as a person, and helping me to feel comfortable when I drove my car off the lot. And now every morning that I wake up, I smile when I see my... When I leave the mall and I go outside and I look at my car, I smile when I see that car. I really do. I love the color. I love the look of it. I love the way that it feels. So Honda City helped me to smile when I look at my vehicle. Not to dread having to drive home. Not to dread the fact that, oh, I got this vehicle and this and that. I love my car. And I thank Honda City for helping me to be able to make that honest statement. You know me. I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth. I tell you how I feel. And when it comes to my car, trust me, I've had good experiences and I've had the not so great experiences. But this car that I got from Honda City, I love it. Find the car that you can fall in love with today at Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. That's 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard in Liverpool, New York. And you can also shop for your next vehicle to fall in love with at CuseHonda.com. That's CuseHonda.com.
When you know that coming into to this class, Chris, you know, it's only you and Caleb Joseph, what does it mean to you that, you know, this is a smaller class? There's obviously guys that are gone with C.J. Fair and Tyler Ennis, Bai Keita, as well as Jeremy Grant. When you and Caleb are coming in, what's the conversation like between the two of you, knowing that it's a very short list of new names that are walking into Syracuse, but you may be needed right away?
He's my roommate, so we talk about this every day while we're at the gym. We just got to put in hard work now and see what's around. We'll see how it all plays out.
When you found out, obviously, after all was said and done and you knew where you were going, that Jeremy Grant was heading to the NBA, how did you respond to that?
I feel like since he left, it's a much bigger role for me to play since he's not here no more. I come in fill his spot.
And knowing that he's not there, as well as C.J. Fair not being there, they have their talents and you have yours. How would you define, looking at your game and being completely honest with yourself and with everybody listening in, when you look in the mirror, how do you define Chris McCullough as far as what you bring to the table when you're out on the court?
I'm more of a mid-range type of guy. I can hit the 15-footer. I can step out and hit three a little bit. Rebound, block shots, got long arms, and I can run the floor.
As far as the areas of your game that you've been trying to work on and hone your skills at, I know we talked a little bit about ball handling. What would you say is the biggest area of concern for you? Not that you have an area that's negative in any way, but an area that you want to get better at.
I just want to get better in all areas of the game. We all be versatile. I don't want to be a one-dimensional player.
So when you look at this ACC move, you know that Jeremy's not there. You know CJ's not there. Your role may be bigger. What's been said to you, knowing that the talent of the ACC is difficult and Syracuse's schedule in general is pretty difficult, and of course the NCAA tournament and ACC tournament, what has Syracuse said to you at this point of what your role can be going into the season?
It's going to be how hard I work, how long I stay in the gym. That's basically it.
Do you believe that you could be someone that could go out there and be competitive right away and offer something to the team right away, knowing that this is a very short list of guys, like I said before, between you and Caleb?
Yes, I do. I just believe in staying in the gym, being humble about everything, staying in the gym, getting better every day.
When it comes to being humble, that's one thing I wanted to talk with you about, Chris, because you hear all the time, you hear Chris McCullough's name, it's synonymous with five-star. It's synonymous with the NBA draft, even though you haven't played a college basketball game yet. How do you stay humble when you know that so many people are already buying into the hype and wanting to draft Chris McCullough, wanting to dissect Chris McCullough? How do you stay humble through all this?
I tend not to get on Twitter and read everything, read all the articles people write about me. Because, I mean, I'm in college, I'm a freshman, everything in high school is out the window. I start brand new.
And in starting brand new, Tyler Ennis was someone that got to get on the court right away as a true freshman. Doesn't happen a lot with Jim Boeheim. What's your thought about you? I mean, I know you said you feel like you could be competitive right away, but do you feel like you can follow in those footsteps and be one of those guys that can go out there right away and make an impact? Like some, you know, obviously Tyler played a different position, but do you believe that you could kind of be one of those exceptions to the rule as well and be effective as a true freshman?
I definitely do think that. Like I said, it's going to have to be hard work, how long I stay in the gym, how I perfect my game. And I've got to come ready to play every day.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Organizations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. We'd like to give a special thanks to who you just heard from in the Dan Satora broadcast media family, that being Job Corps. Job Corps in Syracuse, helping you out ages 16 to 24. If you need that direction in your life, looking for that job, needing some type of education to help you make that next step. If you're missing a component or just feel that the way that you're going isn't the way that you want to go and you're between the ages of 16 and 24, make the decision to take the next step in your life in the positive direction. Let that next step for you be towards something special, something good, and call 315-478-5529 right now. That's 315-478-5529. With orientations weekly, Job Corps in Syracuse is looking to help you by calling 315-478-5529. You could take your next positive step in your life today. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Whether it's your prom, your wedding, any special event that you're going to, an opening for your art gallery, whatever it may be, when it comes to something special in your life, you want to look good. You want to look back on those pictures and say, yeah, that's me. And so when it comes to looking good and feeling good, choose Giovanni's. That's who I chose for my tuxedo and all my groomsmen's tuxedos, as well as my father-in-law for my wedding. I went to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, minutes from the Syracuse airport. So if you're a groomsman coming into town or a groom that's coming into town, maybe you're out of town and getting married here and looking for a place right by the highway as well, centrally located in so many different ways for you, 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York. Giovanni's, helping every man look like a gentleman, including myself, for my wedding. Call them now to set up an appointment at 315-455-8729. That's 315-455-8729. Or stop in to Giovanni's on 3709 Brewerton Road in North Syracuse, New York, today. When you look back on the history of everything that was Syracuse basketball, obviously one of the top programs in the country for a very long time, where do you see Syracuse basketball going with you?
Hopefully very far. Hopefully we have a good season this year. I would like to make the NCAA tournament and get by a lot, get past a lot of teams. play a lot of tough games. I'm looking forward to that. And then hopefully win game by game.
When you have the UNCs and the Dukes of the world that you're going up against every single season, and knowing that in the ACC that Miami can be tough, that Florida State is getting better, that there's so many teams out there that can cause trouble in the ACC, and Louisville coming in this season, Notre Dame, Pittsburgh, as you know, when you think about that schedule of the ACC, what goes through your mind knowing that no matter who you play out of conference, your conference schedule and that ACC tournament are always going to give you a challenge?
It's going to be real competitive. I like to be competitive. I like to compete. So I'm looking forward to playing all these ACC games and every other game I have.
Do you think about the opportunity for the NBA at all? I mean, does that cross your mind, even though you haven't started your first season? I mean, is that in the back of your mind, hey, if I do well, I can move forward? Or is that something that you don't think about?
I'm actually not thinking about that right now. I have crossed my mind in the past. I'm not thinking about it right now. I didn't play my first college game yet, so I can't think about it. I got to be humble about it. Just take it one day at a time.
Do you think it's difficult for someone as yourself where you come in and you've been known as being a very talented player? You're obviously one of the, not even in the region that you're in the Northeast, but in the entire country, a highly sought-after forward and a highly sought-after recruit in general. That is it difficult to not sit back and say, hey, you know what, I could play one season and be done with this and go to the NBA and make millions? Is it difficult to not think that way?
Sometimes it is, but, I mean, I don't know. It depends how your season goes. If you have a good season and you want to leave, you can leave. But I'm not thinking about that right now.
When it comes to the team, and obviously this is your new team, this is a whole new group of guys that you're going to be with, when you look at this Syracuse team, how important is the team over the individual? Because it seems like nowadays some guys just go to college because you have to. You go for a year and then you're done. In your case, you're talking about going game by game. You've talked about the relationships that you built with the coaching staff. How important is this Syracuse team going to be to you outside of everything else that could happen?
It's going to be real important from the first play off the bench to the last play off the bench. Everybody got to sit in and hope win. That's what it's about.
Does it matter to you where you're going to be at, whether it's in the starting group or coming off the bench or getting 10 minutes or getting 30 minutes? Does any of that matter to you right now, or are you just looking forward to the opportunity to bring something to the table?
I'm looking forward to the opportunity to bring something to the table.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. I would like to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, who you've heard throughout the show. Located on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, minutes from Syracuse University, it's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in the nation and the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday, which comes with chocolate, vanilla, or soft-serve Carvel ice cream. That phenomenal flavor that you've had for years at Carvel DeWitt is now inside the Wake Up Call Sunday. You choose chocolate, vanilla, or a twist. Topped off with cookie dough pieces, caramel swirl, whipped cream, and a cherry. And for those of you counting calories, you can get the new Carvel Light chocolate, vanilla, or a twist for the Wake Up Call Sunday. So Carvel Light giving you less calories per ounce and still giving you the opportunity to have the Wake Up Call Sunday in the only location anywhere in the world that it can be found. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York, right at the end of Erie Boulevard. Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. And, of course, for all of your other favorites, your traditional sundaes to the Flying Saucers, to Cookie Puss and all the ice cream cakes, and to personalizing an ice cream cake, Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. Open 7 days a week, all year round. Every season is Carvel DeWitt season. 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. I would also like to give a special thanks to Deborah Crossman, who's asking you to take yourself seriously. And I know that if, for those of you that have never been to a psychic or heard about it but have never wanted to go, you think that it's this crystal ball and somebody tells you something and maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't. They're trying to help you out, but maybe you don't buy into it. And I knew that growing up. I didn't buy into the whole crystal ball and telling me all these things that I saw on television is what a psychic is. And then I met Deborah Crossman, who uses her abilities as a psychic medium, as well as a motivator and a hypnotherapist, to help you in your life. What she sees through the talents that she has are not meant to simply be this stereotypical version of a psychic. It's really not meant to be that at all. What Deborah Crossman does is reach out to you into your life, whether she has ever met you before or not, whether you've ever come in for a reading or not, and in that moment, to talk to you about how you can help yourself have a better life, how you could take yourself seriously in making the next move. I went to Deborah Crossman. She's the only person that's ever done a reading on me. And coming out of it, I felt good. I got to hear about my grandfathers that passed away. I got to hear about relationships that I have in my life, others' relationships. I got to catch a glimpse of the things that I hope for in my future, and also to look back on my past. And I really learned something that day. I learned that Deborah Crossman isn't your typical psychic. She's not the psychic that people have wanted you to believe in stereotypes. What Deborah Crossman is a motivator of the soul, who gives you an opportunity to try something different, a different avenue in looking at your life. I definitely think that it's a great opportunity and a unique opportunity, and that's why Deborah Crossman is part of the Dan Satora broadcast media team. Give her an opportunity to speak with you by calling her to set up a reading right now, 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. And to find out the other things that Deborah does besides readings,
or to get in touch with her simply by email for a reading, go to debbyc1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. By phone and by email, get out to Deborah Crossman and start taking yourself seriously. You definitely can't hurt you to have the opportunity to see things from a different angle, something that I appreciate that Deborah helped me to do and continues to help me to do. I want to give a special thanks to DreissigLady.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com. When it comes to feeling good and looking good for the woman in your life and for all the women listening, DreissigLady.com is fit for every woman, changing with you without you having to change. Whether it's the relaxed fit, bamboo line, or if you're looking for something when you're going out for a run or going to the gym that has more of that athletic feel to it, DreissigLady.com is fit for every woman, whatever you're doing throughout your day, to help you feel comfortable in what you're wearing. As we know that you're busy, DreissigLady.com helps you with your schedule to feel good doing it. DreissigLady.com. Head there now. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Lady.com.
So before I let you go, Chris, I want to get a little bit off the court here and help people get to know you a little bit more as a person and do something that I like to call rapid fire, where you get an opportunity to share a few things that have nothing to do with the basketball court. And first and foremost, if you had one song and one song only that you're sitting in the locker room, you're getting ready for a game, and you're coming out to this song, what song is going to get you hype, get you ready, get you focused if you could only choose one?
Meek Mill, Make Me.
And then movie-wise, if you had an opportunity to go watch any movie that's ever been made, whether it's 50 years ago, whether it was made yesterday, whether it's coming out, what movie would you want to watch after a game, whether you win or lose? What movie would help you relax and sit down and watch?
Do the Right Thing by Spike Lee.
Keeping with that, what would you say is your favorite type of movie? Is it the Spike Lee type of movies? Is it the sports movies? Is it, you know, like Remember the Titans, Love and Basketball? Or do you like to get away from that every once in a while?
I like to watch sports and comedy movies.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Favorite comedian, Kevin Hart.
See, I love that, because Kevin Hart... See, I can work with Kevin Hart, because that's somebody that I've watched for a while, and I love Kevin Hart as well. What is your favorite Kevin Hart piece? Is it the stand-up? Is it a movie? It seems like he brings a lot of different things to the table, and I think it's all hilarious, but what...
Yeah, I like all of the movies he plays in, and stand-ups.
You know he's going to be in Ride Along too. That just got released, that he's going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Lastly here for you, Chris, looking at you as a person in your entirety, not just as a basketball player, but as a whole, what is Syracuse's community getting with you? What is college basketball getting with you? What is the community surrounding Syracuse getting? When you look at yourself as a player and a person, how would you define who you are and what you want to get out of life?
I'm a people person. I make friends easy. And a lot of people love to be around me, guys. Like, I make people laugh, and that's what they're getting from me.
I appreciate that, and I thank you very much for it. And I'm happy to finally get you on the line and talk with you here, Chris. And I look forward to following you through everything that goes on in your career, everything from here on out, and definitely hope the best for you. So I'll be in touch, and it would be an honor to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, at CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.